Early Breakfast on Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
15 minutes past five, and as promised, you are joined on the line by Councillor Zanthia Lumbeck, Cape Town Mayoral Committee Member for Informal Settlements, Water and Waste Services and Energy, joining you to give you an update on the water crisis and also about the water management device installed at certain homes to monitor and control water use. Councillor, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
Good morning and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Councillor, we received a call last week and that's the reason why we requested you on the show this morning. And I just want to play you that call once again so that we get an understanding of the base of the platform. Have a listen to this.
I want to raise this exorbitant exploitation by the city of Cape Town by forcing these water management devices down consumers' throat at 4,000 rand a pop. And You don't have any option to just install it. It's slapped onto your account. You must just pay the 4,000 rand. My biggest concern is water meters on average cost about around 500 rand. But 4,000 rand, who's profiting here?
So the water meter that's, in my understanding, this is the water meter that is installed for helping towards day zero to sort of monitor how much water you're using per day, right? So you have to pay for this.
Yes, 4,000 rand. It's slapped onto your water, onto your municipal account. And my question is that the whole thing is made of plastic. A normal olden type meter costs about 500 rand, if I'm correct. I'm no expert. So you're paying in excess of 3,500 rand. Who is profiteering here?
Okay, so your qualm with this is the fact that this thing looks cheap, but you're paying 4,000 rands for it.
Yeah. And also John Maytham, 2-3 weeks ago, also a listener went to the municipal dump in Wynberg in Broad Street somewhere there, and they saw a contractor with a bucky load of these meters being dumped because a contractor stated to John, they informed this lady that the city cancelled the contract. It's been rolled out in my street. Most of my neighbors have it, especially on the Cape Flats. I'm not sure in the upmarket areas.
Okay.
It's just been forced down your throat, and you must just pay the 4,000 rand.
And that's the premise of our discussion today, Councillor. But more to that, it's also hopefully that you'll be giving us an update on day zero. We're going to chat about the device a little bit as we go on with the interview. But I don't know, perhaps you can give us an update regarding day zero. What's the situation regarding day zero? Are we still talking about next year? And I mean, in your monitoring, are Cape Townians still adhering to water restrictions?
So, yes, Cape Townians are still monitoring water restrictions and complying to it. And this is evident because we see the consumption levels stabilizing. Week on week, the consumption levels have relatively been around the 520 million liter mark, which is still a good indicator because, I mean, 7 weeks ago, we were consuming above 600 million liters of water. So we are seeing that decline, and we're seeing consumption remain at sort of relatively the same level. So we are thankful that residents are working with us and they're maintaining low levels of consumption, because it is important to ensure compliance with the current level 6B water restrictions that requires you to use no more than 50 liters per person per day, because that is pretty much the only way that we ensure day zero doesn't occur in 2018, but most importantly that we can also minimize the risk of a day zero in 2019. In terms of dam levels are around 21.9%. We're seeing a slower decline or drawdown rate of dam levels at about 0.3% week on week, which is also a positive sign. And dam levels are dropping at a far slower rate because of the cooler weather, some rainfall here and there, but also largely because consumption levels have remained relatively the same.
to you listening at home. Thank you so much for joining us in conversation. You are joined by Councillor Xanthia Limbe, Cape Town Mayoral Committee Member for Informal Settlements, Water and Waste Services and Energy, giving you an update on the water crisis and also about water management devices installed at certain homes to monitor and control water usage. It's 20 minutes past five. Councillor, once again, bringing the conversation then to the water management devices. Are these devices working, and which homes, or rather, who? How does the city decide who gets to have this device fitted?
So the city has been rolling out the water demand management device for more than a decade now, and essentially, when your traditional meter is old and requires a replacement, the city would install or replace your meter with the water demand management device. The only other instance where you would get a water demand management device is if you are an indigent customer and you are in arrears, we would then have an agreement or arrangement with you where in return for having a water demand management device installed on your property, we would then write off the arrears. So for the last decade and a half or so, that is the basis upon which we have rolled out water demand management devices. Actually, the first person who ever received a water demand management device was the then mayor, Helen Ziller. She installed one on her property, and it got set at a particular allocation. And so this is the difference between the device. It's not simply a meter. It does come with a restrictor, which is attached to the device, and the device can be set at different allocations. And so it's a little bit, should I say, smarter than your normal meter, and therefore the cost is not aligned to an ordinary meter. However, in response to the drought, we have installed water demand management devices on a third set of category of customers, and those include consumers who haven't complied with the water restrictions. So when we implemented level 5 water restrictions, in the water restrictions we included the city will be targeting households who are consuming above 20,000 liters of water per day. And when that was implemented, we sent out warning notices to residents, and they then had an opportunity to reduce their consumption. Failure to do so, the water demand management device would be installed on their property. Then when we introduced level 6 water restrictions, we indicated that as part of that water restriction levels, households consuming above 10,500 liters of water would then, failure to reduce their consumption, would receive a water demand management device. So the only time you pay for a water demand management device is if you contravene the water restrictions and are not complying to adequate water consumption levels. And this is when the 4,000 Rand would be added to your account, because it's not only the device that you're paying for, but essentially it's for the contravention of the water restrictions. Now, the device would then be set, and we have rolled out these devices for high consumers across the board in both affluent and underprivileged areas as well, to ensure general compliance. We would set the device, if we have set the device at a level that doesn't necessarily meet the number of occupants residing on the property. So if there are way more than 4 occupants residing on the property and the device has been set at only a volume of water for 4 occupants, you still have the ability to apply to the city for the adjustment of the device, but you have to motivate it with giving an affidavit with the ID numbers of the additional occupants residing on the property, and our water department would come out and slightly adjust the water demand management device to accommodate for the additional occupants residing on the property. And so this also has allowed us to reduce consumption across the board because we have targeted the highest consumers first.
Councillor, I just want to confirm if I'm understanding with the conversation is that because one of the things that it seemed that people are confused with, it seemed like this device was being installed in communities in general. But from what I'm getting from you is that these things are placed at individual consultation. So there is a consultation to say either you are behind with your payments, so we need to assist you with this device, mm-hmm. which then excludes you from paying the 4,000 rands because it's a working relationship with the city, or you are an individual who is not meeting the restrictions. Thus, the city is forced then to assist you to meet the restrictions by installing the device and you having to pay for it. If that's mm-hmm. the case, I suppose, am I correct in this assessment so far?
Yes, you're correct. And the third category is if your meter, your old traditional meter is reached its lifespan and requires to be replaced, it would be replaced with the water demand management device, but there would be no cost to you. That's the third category, essentially, of where a water demand management device would be installed.
Just talking about the payment very quickly, Councillor, I mean, is it something that you have to pay immediately? Is there a payment structure, perhaps? Maybe you are, as you've said before, a family that's not really well off. Is there payment options that are available, or is it an immediate 4,000 rands that you need to pay?
So the 4,000 rand is added to your municipal account, but the residents are obviously more than welcome to get in touch with the city at their local municipal offices or by emailing www.accounts@capetown.gov.za to indicate difficulty with payment and potentially, based on your reasoning or motivation, there can be an arrangement that is set up.
And, Councillor, lastly, we've heard of situations where there are some communities that when your people are coming to install the devices, they revolt and pelt them with stones. Are you winning against those, communities? Are you winning against those individuals that continue to fight you then when you come to install the devices?
So since the introduction of Level 5 water restrictions, which was affected in September 2017, we've installed just over 30,000 water demand management devices on properties where there is high consumption. So we are being limited in our ability to expand or expedite the rollout because of mass resistance. And so we are having difficulty in some of those instances, and we do not want to necessarily put our staff at risk. We do go in with additional security when required. And in those instances, we are often able to install the device, but there have been properties where we haven't been able to due to the individual customers becoming incredibly, rebellious and resistant and prohibiting the city from installing it. Yep. I must also include that
yes.
Often residents have indicated that we are not allowed to install these devices, but our water bylaw, which has been in place for some time now, has a clear clause that indicates that the city, particularly in instances where there is water scarcity risk, has the ability to restrict supply through devices. And so the water bylaw, which has been in place, does also authorize the city to take this action, particularly in our ability to manage our supply better within these drought periods.
I do apologize, Councillor, but I do have an SMS here which I have to ask you. Someone is asking, why does the water device cost so much?
So, as I indicated, it's not purely just a water meter. It is a water meter plus a restrictor, which has electronic components in order for the allocation to be set and for the, once you reach your allocation for that restrictor component to then kick in and cut off supply from the meter. So also what the device allows you to do is, even if you haven't reached your full allocation for the day, you've only consumed a portion of your allocation, that leftover allocation is then carried over to the next day. But when you reach the end of the month, you start afresh, and whatever you have saved up essentially throughout the month, if you still have leftover or additional allocation by the last day of the month, it does then, the meter does reset itself and start afresh. But day to day, the meter allows you to build up additional allocation if you haven't used up your full allocation. And so there's an incentive to actually save. So it's not just an ordinary device. The device has different components, which is why the cost of the device is far more than an ordinary meter, because it does so much more than an ordinary meter.
Councillor Xanthia Lemberg, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.